Construction.
Hi, is Tiffany there?
That's her.
Hey, Tiffany, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you on some offers that we sent out to the business a couple months back. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with Stearns Bank.
Okay.
And, yeah, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital.
Okay.
Just want to see what you had planned, where you might need some financing.
I don't actually make those decisions. I'm just the office manager. But I can take down your information, and if the owner's interested, I can have him call you back.
Okay. I'll give you my direct line whenever you're ready.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah, it's 858-779-0424.
0424. And what was your name again?
Danny.
Whoa.
And then it's the Bank of Cardiff. That's C-A-R. Like car, and then D-I-F-F, like Frank on the end.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And does, like, the owner or yourself have, like, an email? I can send you some info. You guys can look over.
Sure. It's Tiffany at sdcoastalconstruction.com.
Construction.com. Okay. All right, Tiffany, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that note over in about 15 minutes. And is there, like, a time of year that you've noticed where they usually look to add on more equipment?
We just bought a dump trailer. It didn't cost a whole lot, so we kind of just paid cash for it.
Oh, cool.
But he was looking at maybe getting, a dozer or something else, so he might be interested. I just
don't know
what his time frame on that is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's smart. I know. Do you guys usually do it at the end of the year for, like, you know, Section 179?
Yeah, I think that might be what he's looking at doing, because we're trying to get through this year and see kind of where we're at.
Okay. Makes sense. And so you guys use a lot of, like, dozers and backhoes and, like, loaders and haul trucks?
Not yet, but we might start getting into that. We might start doing some heavier demolition, or we might need it.
Well, cool. Really cool. It sounds like you guys are expanding over there. That's great.
Trying to.
good. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot over that information. And have you guys, like, do you use lines of credit over there, or do you guys use, you know, working capital, or have you in the past?
Honestly, I'm not sure how he's done it before.
Okay. Well, our working capital program, it's unsecured cash, and it's, you know, based off sales.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give you a big example, like, what were sales like last year for you guys?
Oh, man. They just started, like, the middle of last year, so it's not going to be really what it is this year. That's kind of what we're trying to get through this year, so we have a better idea of where we're at.
Would you say, like, it's a good ballpark?
I wouldn't know. I'd have to pull up all the numbers and everything.
Okay. Well, yeah, basically we can free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, and it's unsecured cash. So definitely, you know, a way for the business. You guys had, like, do you have net 30 or 60 with your customers, like, for payouts and receivables?
Well, it's kind of different. You know, they have, like, a payment draw on a contract is what it is. Once we get to a certain area of the job, that's when they do their next payment.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. Is that always how you guys have had your like contracts built?
Yeah. What they'll do is they draw up the contract that has all of the information, you know, as to what the job pertains, and then there'll be a draw schedule based off of the total amount of the job.
Right.
And then, you know, once they get to a certain point in the job, that's when the next draw. Like, once this is complete, then we take the draw on the next part or what have you.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a good, like, way to you know, operate over there. At least it keeps cash flow for you guys. That way you're not out, you know, when the job, while you're on the job.
Right, that way we're not upside down in, you know, materials for the job.
Yeah. Right. Okay, I've never heard of that. That's really smart, actually, though. Okay, yeah, like, definitely, you know, if you guys use line of credit, I just want to see how you guys operate over there, as working capital is an option as well. But, yeah, I will go ahead and shoot you some information. And, you know, when would be the best time to get in contact, you know, with the owner?
He's actually getting ready to go out of town, so I would say maybe not this Friday, but next Friday. He's normally in Friday mornings.
Friday mornings? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, I'll try back then. And, yeah, thank you so much, Tiffany.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Back soon. All right, bye-bye.